We're just talking with Lainey Wilson, how sometimes she just needs a little me time, alone time, to fill up her cup so she could be the best she could be. It's an interesting way of putting it because I feel like I'm on a quarter cup right now, Friday, kind of drained a little bit. And on the Donuts Light text line, we're getting some really interesting things you do alone to refill your cup.
And things you would never think of. This texter saying drone flights are therapy. Just getting cool pictures, videos, being out there by yourself, flying that drone. Awesome. I would have never even thought of that. Another texter saying, when I want someone to listen but not respond, which you know, you just want to talk. You don't want anyone to respond. I sit in the cemetery with my dad for an hour and just look at the stars. So to go to the cemetery, talk to a loved one, get it all off. This texter says, it changes my mood almost immediately.
You know what's interesting about that? As a good friend, I'm a good listener.
Yeah.
But then you try to interject some advice, maybe a solution, and they don't want it. They just want you to listen. Mm-hmm. And you see their face change. You're like, okay, bring it back. Let them keep talking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that is really interesting to refill the cup, sit in a cemetery. You want someone to listen. You don't want the response. Wow. Going a little deep for me this morning.
Yeah, nice.
But I like it. Thank you for letting us know.
Yeah.
Thank you for allowing us to come into your world. Hopefully, we refill your cup every weekday morning. That is Chase Beckham. He's coming to our next Guitars and Stars November 13th. Get your tickets at WBEE.com. They are going fast. Get yours now. And Kane Brown, who's coming to CMAC next year, he actually got his start at Guitars and Stars. Was that 2016 he was here?
2016. He was here for the fall Guitars and Stars with Jared Neiman, Trace Adkins, and Granger Smith. And by the end of 2016, that debut album had gone double platinum.
There you go.
It all started here. So that's how quickly it happens. And here he was, just a young kid with some talent on the back corner of the stage, a little bit quiet, you know, which he is a quiet guy. But who knew that we were going to hear and get so close to just the superstar?
And I understand you have something in common with Kane Brown.
I do. Yeah. He hates walking barefoot. he hates it. He's like, I don't like it at all. I don't walk barefoot in the house. I don't walk. And I'm the same. I got a weird thing with hate. I don't like being barefoot either.
Interesting.
I know. It's supposed to be, we're supposed to make contact with the earth. It's supposed to be good for us. I hate it.
Is it like a, you just have to have socks on or like minimum shoes?
I really would prefer some sort of shoe.
You want a soul.
I want a soul. I can't be soulless.
Listen, we don't judge. We all need a little soul.
I do.
In us.
I do.
You need two on the bottom of your feet.
Well, did you know Kane Brown was actually rejected from American Idol?
What?
So this huge country star.
Yeah.
Rejected American Idol.
Morgan Wallen.
Yeah.
Luke Combs. All rejected from American
what
Idol.
What do they know?
But guess who won American Idol? Chase Beckham, who's coming to our next Guitars and Stars show. In fact, he caught the attention of the judges because he did an original song that he wrote in the audition and it blew him away.
And he was like one of the first, wasn't he? Like no one had ever really gone and performed for the show with their own written material.
No, he was the first with original material, and they were blown away. And so we can't wait to get him on stage. Get your tickets now at WBEE.com. He also has four sisters. I can't wait to talk to him backstage. Did they make you play Barbies? Did they put makeup on you?
Oh, stop. Are they older sisters?
They're all around the same
age. About the same age?
Yeah. I'm just curious.
That probably makes him a good guy.
I bet he's a great guy, but I'm just curious. Did they... You know,
just I'm a little sensitive because my little brother's always like, remember when you used to make me? I was like, that gave you character. That made you a good man. A good man.
Get your tickets right now, WBEE.com, Guitars and Stars. WBEE, we're talking about how Lainey Wilson needs some alone time, me time, to refill her cup so she could be the best she could be. Thank you so much for letting us know what you do alone to refill your cup. Amy says, hunting is my refill therapy. Watching the woods wake up is just magical.
My husband loves that. I've never experienced that, but he claims the same thing. I should give it a shot one time. Go sit in a tree stand and watch the woods come alive. Because I hear it's very good for your soul.
And we're here for you. If you're listening to us on the app, and you could download it into your phone, follow 92.5 WBEE, take it wherever you go, including the tree stand. Just keep it on, keep it on low. Keep it on low, and we'll make sure we play the deer's favorite music to help your refilling moment out there. We got another version of World's Easiest Contest. This is for the Pick and Patch $100 gift card. Great family fun. But I just got distracted. My buddy Brad sent me this article about Crocs for Dogs. It's coming out October 23rd. Crocs for Dogs. Mm. Protect your feet when it could be really cold, I guess, or I guess really hot. Would your dogs wear the Crocs?
No, I've tried to put my little cockapoo in boots before because, you know, it gets very, very cold. If you take him out onto the patio, take him out to go, I'm like, listen, bud, just here. Do yourself a favor because he
Yeah, oh yeah, they tiptoe.
They
yeah.
tiptoe. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, ow, ooh, ow, ooh. Yeah. I'm like, here. And he just will not. He won't move. He'll just stand there. And I'm like, come on. And he's like, I'm not walking in these.
You said they were boots.
They were boots.
Cowboy boots with spurs?
No, no.
Okay. I didn't know how you were dressing
like
them up.
little rubber boots that you can buy.
I was going to say, I've seen rain boots that my friends have bought for their dogs.
Okay. Crocs, though. Maybe you love them. You want to share your dogs.
I don't
maybe
know, like a slip in and out thing?
Yeah, yeah. Like your dogs have been eyeballing you, envious of your Crocs.
Finally, I get my own.
Yes.
Will they get the little charms? Yes.
Or when your dog gets the zoomies, putting them in sports mode?
Yes. There you go.
Hope, that's why you're here. That's why we hired you.
Is it?
Speed mode for the Crocs. Love it. All right, call number 19 in the world's easiest contest for the $100 gift card. Pick and Patch up in Stanley. Great family fun and the Luke Bryan Corn Maze. Call number 19, 585-252-WBEE. You know our number, 252-9233. Call number 19. What product is coming out for the dogs October 23rd? Hey, Alex, where are you listening to the B? What city?
I'm actually driving past the Luke Bryan Corn Maze right now.
Oh, you're up in Stanley then, huh?
Yeah.
And you're like, I need a $100 gift card. Take my family this weekend. All right, let's help you out. You're call number 19. And we were just talking about a product that's coming out October 23rd for dogs. What is this product?
Crocs.
Yeah. Do you have any furry family members?
I have two shepherds, yep.
Would they wear Crocs for dogs?
I don't think so. They tend to throw their meat paws around quite a bit, so yeah. I think it would just intensify it.
I'm thinking more like a Chihuahua might wear those. Like a little Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
100%.
German Shepherd's like, thanks, Dad, to watch us chew this up in That's one go.
Right. 100%.
Well, you already know Pick and Patch is awesome. You just got a $100 gift card, so now you can get out of the car and go through the Luke Bryan-themed corn maze. You can go and enjoy the donuts, the maple cotton candy, caramel apples, and you can get all the information. Everything is at pickandpatch.com. So congrats.
Thank you very much. I'm excited.
You know what you have to try when you're there? There's a certain kind of pizza. Do you know what it is?
I do not know.
You've got to try the pumpkin pizza. It is so good. Instead of like marinara sauce, they put pumpkin puree. It's chef's kiss.
Nice. I'm going to give it a try.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what, the kiss from Hope or the pumpkin pizza?
The pumpkin pizza.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I'm just checking. I'm just clarifying everything.
My wife would like that too much.
Oh, okay, yeah. You're
good
married.
Job, Bo. Very subtle.
I had to ask. God. I'm the best wingman ever for Hope.
No.
I really am. How I screen these guys.
Not at all.
And tell everybody he loved waking up and winning with every single morning.
92.5 WBE. You guys are awesome. You bring the excitement first thing in the morning.